I have some interesting thing to say to you about the fish you can catch from the satellites.
Would you like to identify yourself, please?
Yes, my name is Ratna Reddy. I'm from the mathematics department from the Swinburne University of Technology from Hawthorne. I'm doing my PhD there from the last couple of years. I have an interesting thing to tell about that satellites do help to catch fisheries. I'm doing a research topic on that. My topic is mainly about satellite remote sensing to marine fisheries in Australia.
Good evening, Ratna. Welcome to the Slow Show.
Good evening.
I heard a rather interesting thing at the remote sensing conference recently, and that is that you could go fishing from a satellite. And you had a rather intriguing paper, which was on remote sensing of marine fisheries in Australia. Now, how on earth can you go fishing from a satellite, like your tuna and stuff like that?
All right. For collecting data from the land is easy, but collecting the data from the sea is very difficult. But we can't expect every ship to go and collect the sea data. Nowadays, the sea satellites trying to help the fishermen to go to the definite area where the fish is located. The satellites do help them to locate the exact where the fishes are. This exactly the main interesting thing is the satellites, the ocean surface has some features like currents, and you probably must be knowing that there are currents and eddies and the circulation patterns or this. And wherever there is a thermal variation, I mean to say there is a boundary between two temperature variations, there the fish tend to move. That type of the places where the satellites will identify, and that's the places where the fish is going to be. Since the nutrients are high in that region, we can expect a lot of fishes. Because we have validated and we have a lot of see-through data and everything with the Japanese long-line fishing we have been working on. We have a good interesting result, and about 80% of the see-through data showed that the tuna catches and other catches are all along the thermal fronts. There's a boundary between the two temperatures. There's a small variation between the temperatures.
So you're picking up the difference between the hot ocean and the cold ocean. At this boundary, that's where the nutrients are, the food for the fish.
That's right.
And that's where they'll be feeding. And so if a fisherman knows where to where that temperature gradient is, they can just chug off out there and drop their lines
down.
Yeah, that's right. So you don't have to drop the line from the satellite itself.
No, because it's very difficult, because the sea surface is very calm. Usually you don't expect, because it's a very vast area, and you can't get it easily, the gradients. Anyway, because of satellites, which is usually at the altitude about 900 kilometers above the Earth's surface, we can have a large area covered about 2,700 kilometers wide. In that area we can see it's not many gradients present. Because when you are on the sea, you may not see that observation.
What sort of satellites being used for this?
NOAA AVHRR.
NOAA being?
NOAA, National Organic Oceanic Atmospheric Administration. That's from NASA group.
Satellite.
The American satellites.
Yes.
It's generally placed about altitude, means at the height of 900 kilometers away from the Earth's surface, and generally rotates from north to south.
Okay. And so it has a sort of a camera pointing downwards, does it?
Yeah, it's not the camera that's pointing, it's called sensors. Mm. It has a sensors which records the electromagnetic radiations, and that will be converted into the image format afterwards, after the few computer processing. It's not that the satellite just takes the camera, it just takes a photograph and that's the picture. It's not that. It's converted into, because it's a digital, and digital to image format. It's converted into from digital to image format.
So being digital, of course, it can be stored on a camera and a computer, can't it? And then analyzed on the computer.
That's right, to get an image format.
So do fishermen actually use this data?
Or
is it just simply experimental?
No, because most of the Japanese people, they receive the data, satellite data, directly on board wherever they're fishing. because wherever we can get the oceanographic features, which I was saying, the eddies, gyres, and the thermal friends, we can ask the fisher people to go to that area. Thereby, they can reduce in search time and reduce the fuel cost and everything like that. Thereby, asking more fishermen to go to that specific area to catch more fish.
But if everyone can get the data, that means that everyone's on the same spot fishing, is that right?
Is it right? But there are restrictions, because you cannot go to that area, because usually we have a license for fishing, or you have a license, you should fish only in that area. If you are in that area, if the currents or the eddies or the structures which I was saying are present in your area, then you can go that area. I mean to say that it's not that all the fishermen people should go there and catch, because there are restrictions because the government had put on that you cannot fish.
Well, okay, Ratna, thank you for joining us tonight on the Space Show.
All right, thank you very much. Yeah, thank you. Bye.